Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But all of y'all heard about the shoebox dreams that Samaritan Purse started about getting Christmas gifts to children in other countries in the world that Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, started where people, you just sit there and basically put gifts and things and ideas into a shoebox, and you wrap it up and you send it to Samaritan Purse, and they take these boxes of gifts and deliver them all around the world to people who never would have had a gift.
Mm.
They just delivered their 100th million. 100 million.
Oh, wow.
100 million.
That's a lot.
Box. Listen up.
And welcome back to the show. For 20 years, gift-filled shoeboxes have brought joy and hope to millions of children around the world at Christmas time. Now, one shoebox from Wisconsin traveled to the Dominican Republic to mark a milestone.
Hi. My name is Evelyn, and I'm 12 years old.
This is the story of a young girl from a small town in Wisconsin with a big dream.
I've wanted to help the poor for a really long time. I was praying for it since I was 6 years old that I would be able to help the poor.
Evelyn Pino's prayer was answered when she heard about Operation Christmas Child, an outreach headed by Franklin Graham, elder son of evangelist Billy Graham. The idea, fill shoeboxes with gifts and deliver them to needy children around the world.
You wouldn't think that a simple gift like this could have that kind of impact. But for kids that are in orphanages, kids that are in poverty, kids that are living in dumps, kids that are in areas of conflict, war, to give them a gift, to let them know that there's somebody that knows who they are and cares about them and loves them.
Evelyn was that somebody. She started the Shoebox Club at age 8. It began small, but grew quickly. Around 80 kids meet each month now to pack shoeboxes.
We've been running for 4 years. In those 4 years, we have packed 2,500 shoeboxes. I want to help kids because I want them to be able to feel loved and know about Jesus, like I do. Kids helping kids around the world, that's my motto.
You see, her shoeboxes represent millions of lives touched by a simple act of kindness. 10 million shoeboxes will be hand-delivered this year by land, air, sea, trucks, boats, trains, and even elephants. In December, the project reached a milestone, delivering shoeboxes to more than 100 million children since starting in 1993.
What a great reason to celebrate today!
Inspired by her passion for helping the poor, 12-year-old Evelyn Pino was picked by Operation Christmas Child to hand-deliver the symbolic 100 millionth shoebox to a young child in the Dominican Republic.
Here, guys, do you need help over here?
She turned to her friends at the Shoebox Club for help in putting the 100th millionth box together. They decorated it with a white paper covered with handprints from all the children serving in the group.
Thanks, everyone. I couldn't have done it without you guys.
Then for several weeks.
I love you. I'm proud of you.
Love you, Daddy.
You're so awesome, sweetie.
Thanks, Dad.
She crisscrossed the country, taking this special shoebox on tour.
This is actually Operation Christmas Child's 100 million shoebox, and we're going to need all of your guys' help to pack shoeboxes.
At each stop, people put different mementos in the box. Then on a recent Wednesday morning...
The last time we were sitting in a car traveling through a city, we were in New York, dreaming about this moment, and now we're finally here. Are you so overwhelmed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Practicing my Spanish.
Thousands of miles from her home in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
Wow, finally here.
Evelyn's prayer of helping needy children was answered. Well, it's a simple box with simple toys. In this particular box is a stuffed animal, some tissues, hygiene material, a book, but you know, for Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child, a simple box with a powerful message. Each box delivered to these kids in the name of Jesus Christ. At each distribution, the gospel is shared, and children are given the opportunity to learn more about Christ through a 12-week discipleship program.
God
can do anything. And if you believe that God can do anything with you, then anything can happen. I am finally here in the Dominican Republic. I finally get to be able to go and deliver this box to a little girl.
In a small village in the Dominican Republic, Evelyn met 5-year-old Brenda Valdez.
What's this?
And handed her the special shoebox filled with toys, school supplies, and a pink children's Bible.
Nunca se un regalo como esto.
It's in the bottom.
The two girls spent time going through the presents. One special item was a heart-shaped necklace with the words, Best Friends Forever. Brenda broke it in two, giving one half of the necklace to Evelyn as a reminder of their special bond.
Tengo una amiga más.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
George Thomas, CBN News, in the Dominican Republic.
That is so awesome. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about, the gift that God has given us. And when we give gifts, it reminds us that on Christmas Day, the birth of Christ, that was the day that God gave us the gift of salvation, the gift of right standing with God, the gift of righteousness through our belief and faith in Jesus Christ. And so we're given these gifts. It's just powerful. I want to encourage you. You know, you can see that video, of course, at CBN News. You also can see it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And I encourage you to connect with Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse throughout the entire year. You know, we connected with them and Hurricane Sandy. They've been up there giving specific aid and help, but also love, the love of God. And in addition to what they're doing, that they were doing this help in the name of God. We're not just throwing something we're helping out. But I just encourage you, how easy is that to take a shoebox? And there's some people out there that have so many shoes. You say, this is a good commitment. This is a good commitment. Lord, if you let me have all these shoes, I promise to take all those shoeboxes and fill them with gifts for others who don't have anything, and I will get them to Franklin Graham. And of course, the husband's going, stop buying shoes, it's going to cost me twice. Or the wife's saying, there's a lot of guys, you know, in this city that like a lot of pair of shoes and all that. I'm not going to mention
Pat with all his sneakers.
Yeah, at least one. No, we think about it. You know, it's so easy to do. I mean, check it out. Go to Billy Graham. org, you know, Billy Graham Ministries. Franklin's heading that up now. And if you haven't got a chance to read Franklin's autobiography, I encourage you to read it. It'll encourage you if you're seeking God, and maybe you had a parent or family that's been walking with God, and you've been kind of that rebel, that's exactly who Franklin was. But one day God got a hold of him, and he knew that if he did not make a decision at that point, it was going to be over for him. And, you know, the Spirit of God will not always contend with you. And it just, you know, it just touched his heart. You know, God just melted his heart, and he gave his life to God. And now he's just doing this awesome work that it just explains how Samaritan Purse came to pass in his autobiography called The Rebel or something of that nature. But here you had his father preaching in stadiums. He liked to go with his dad because he would stay in the hotel room and sin. You know, smoke cigarettes or whatever. Just, you know, he was just, you know, a hellion. You know, he was a hellion, and that's who we all were. I mean, Pat was more of a hellion than us, and John was an organized hellion. He was an organized hellion.
No,
he did it in order. He did it in order. Anyone wants to write in and tell us how kind of order he did.
Yeah, right.
No. They're coming in. Look at these IMs coming from everywhere. And Chris would just wrote it on himself. Could you write that on my arm?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.